Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm just going to jump right into today's episode's content on EMF. So as you guys know, I do a lot of off-grid days. I get about 3 hours into the bush where there's no cell reception, 4x4ing, all that sweet jazz. And what's really cool is actually over the last number of years that I've been doing this, I've actually noticed that my acne isn't quite as bad. In, say, a couple of days after I've had like a full off-grid day, my skin is super glassy and clear. And I was thinking to myself, there's gotta be something to this. Like, we know that things like EMF create inflammation in the body and all sorts of things. And I do it for body, mind, spirit, energy practices to keep myself as clear and impeccable as possible on various different levels. And I just did a really quick search actually on PubMed, and there's actually an article talking about, it's titled Adverse Health Effects on 5G Mobile Networking Technology Under Real Life Conditions. This was published in May 2020 by four authors, and they say in their conflict of interest statement, declaration of competing interests, the authors declare they have no known competing financial interests or personal relationships that could have appeared to influence the work reported in this paper. Now, there's someone I've been following for a very long time. That's Beverly Rubick. I encourage you guys to binge watch her lectures on YouTube. And she speaks at all sorts of conferences. The Europeans are way ahead of the game on this stuff with actually publishing stuff, because these papers have actually been blocked for the last number of years. And cell phones actually should have a black box warning on them. But the telecom communication companies actually have blocked that. So I'm just going to read the abstract of this title, of this paper, titled Adverse Health Effects of 5G Mobile Networking Technology Under Real Life Conditions. And you're going to learn why this is important for the skin. So the abstract says, this article identifies adverse effects of non-ionizing, non-visible radiation, hereafter called wireless radiation, reported in the premier biomedical literature. It emphasizes that most of the laboratory experiments conducted to date are not designed to identify the more severe adverse effects reflective of the real-life operating environment in which wireless radiation systems operate. Many experiments do not include pulsing or modulation of the carrier signal. The vast majority do not account for synergistic adverse effects of other toxic stimuli, such as chemical and biological, acting in concert with wireless radiation. This article also presents evidence that the nascent 5G mobile network technology will affect not only the skin and eyes, as commonly believed, but will have adverse systemic effects as well. So I really want to encourage you guys to dig into the literature, look at the published studies on the effects of 5G on us. But this is really interesting. This article also represents evidence that the nascent 5G mobile network technology will affect not only the skin and the eyes, as commonly believed, but also have adverse systemic effects as well. So this is really interesting. Here we have basically wireless radiation, and we have no understanding of how this could have a synergistic adverse effect with other toxic stimuli, like chemicals, like biological stuff. And I've just been talking, like, this is just an episode here for the podcast. This isn't really stuff I'm going to be sharing on social as much, because this is what gets your stuff blocked. I did do an Instagram story highlighting EMFs, like, don't use your air. Okay, let's get practical here. What I want you guys to do right now is stop freaking using the Bluetooth AirPods. Basically, you're sending and receiving signals directly through your brain. I want you to put your cell phone on airplane mode whenever you're not using. I literally have my phone on airplane mode and do not disturb all the time. If I don't, I just get blasted with calls and my phone is going off constantly. So airplane mode is actually apparently better than turning it off, as per Dr. Beverly Rubik's work. And I also want you to think about EMFs that are possibly coming off of your lights. So we're talking LED lights. If any of you guys out there have done EMF readings on LED lights versus halogen lights, let me know. But in my home, I have all halogen lights installed for skin inflammation, because LED emits blue light, which reaches about 3 times deeper into the skin than what we get outside. Also, there's known literature on the impact of LED with our circadian rhythm. But I do suspect and postulate that there's also an EMF implication between the two different types of lights, because you can actually hear an LED light is so much more noisy than a halogen light. Halogen lights are basically almost silent, but an LED light, when you listen up close, literally sounds like constant buzzing. So I suspect that there's some type of electromagnetic radiation given off. Another thing that you could do is actually, like, snip the wires in all of your appliances. So any appliance that's made after, like, the 1990s does sometimes have an option to send and receive. So say, for example, you're cooking lasagna on the stove, you're boiling your spaghetti, and you're on the couch, you can modulate the temperature from the couch via Bluetooth and wireless connection. So what you can do, and your electrician is going to look at you sideways when you ask for this, I've experienced this myself, but you can actually snip certain wires on the back of your appliances that are responsible for the smart features, so that send and receive technology. Because the thing with digital versus analog, so say, for example, you remember those older stoves with, like, the coil heating thing, and also, like, the dial, and there's no smart capability to that thing. That thing is more like an analog type of appliance, much like my old school Jeep. That was an analog Jeep. It would respond when I would turn it on. There was no Bluetooth or anything with it. Loved it. No heated seats. Those also kick off EMFs too. This is brutal, guys. But we have everything digital now. And the thing with digital is it's constantly sending and receiving. So with your cell phone, turning it on airplane mode, it's not going to send and receive. When it's off, it actually still sends and receives, as per Beverly Rubik's work. So I want you guys to pay attention to the different sources of EMFs in your home. And it does impact the skin. We know this. And how that will present is things like accelerated aging, breakdown of collagen and elastin due to inflammation processes. We would also be able to test the oxidative stress on the skin and free radical formation through a couple of different tests. I'm curious how this stuff is currently being monitored, and I'd actually maybe be interested in writing a paper on this. I should totally write a paper on this. I'm just free flowing here, guys. But with the eyes, like eyelid irritation, things like that, just any type of, like, skin redness, red acne scarring that sticks around. I really feel like there's a big connection here. Like, if you want great skin, you got to do the work. And it might require also plugging your router into a Christmas light timer so that it goes off while you sleep. There's lots of little things that we can do to mitigate our exposure in our day-to-day lives. One of the other things that I really like is my Soma Vedic. I literally have it right behind me here. And you can use promo code RACHEL10 to save 10% off of your order. I have the green one. It's the Ultramedic. It's great. You can structure water with it. It helps to create a coherent field in and around your home. You actually can't buy anything that's going to block EMF. So say, for example, those like laptop or cell phone stickers, those are crap. Don't use those. I haven't seen any literature to suggest that they're even remotely effective. There's a lot of people that say that you can wear certain rocks or stones. I'd want to test that. I've heard of things like shungite and obsidian, but I actually have a machine called the BioWell. And I had my birthday recently. I had a biohacking birthday and I actually did some readings and I read Chris from, he works at Upgrade Labs. He had like a perfect joule output energy score and his human biofield was like really, really solid. And what we know when we're exposed to things like electromagnetic radiation, and there's been studies on this. Dr. Beverly Rubick does this type of research. You can look her up to fact check me. Obviously, you should fact check everything. But his auric field is awesome. His energy output was awesome. And, you know, he's working at Upgrade Labs all day. And they actually have, no, I'm not paid to talk about Upgrade. It's just a sweet facility and awesome people. And they have really amazing electrical grounding in that facility. I personally feel better when I'm there getting things done, which is pretty cool. So all of that, you have to consider all of these pieces of the puzzle when you're wanting to age well, feel your best body, mind, spirit, energy, because we're in our Earth is getting a lot of like solar activity. There's been a lot of solar flare. So if you're feeling like nauseated and super fatigued, a lot of people are talking about the impacts of radiation and how it actually can make us feel like that. But it's really crazy, the link between EMFs and the skin and the eyes and but possibly adverse systemic effects too. So stay tuned. I'm going to be sharing more science on this stuff. But this is a paper that just came into my awareness, published May 2020. Look it up on PubMed, Adverse Health Effects of 5G Mobile Networking Technology Under Real Life Conditions. Do be warned that there's a lot of companies selling stuff out there that claims that their device is going to block this, that, and the other thing. You can only know if it's actually doing that if you have an EMF reader. So I'm going to be diving into this. You guys are going to take this journey with me on different gadgets and devices and biohacking technologies that I like. But the cheapest and easiest thing that you guys can do to help your skin and mitigate this exposure is simply have your off-grid days. Be out in nature and try and find areas where there's dead zones. I have to go pretty far now to actually access those spots because more towers keep going up. But you can find them. If you're in the city, it's going to be a little harder. But also there's even a concept of actually with your home space, creating an electrically secure space. People are doing this, like my friend, like Dave Asper, he's building his new home as a Faraday cage. It's really cool talking to him about that. So next time I see him, I'll pick his brain and see how he's doing that. But these are certain things that like electricians, some of them are going to know about because those are the people that are going to be installing it. So you do have to do some research to find electricians around you that actually are aware of this stuff and won't look at you sideways because most will. All right, so that's that for this episode. I just wanted to do a little bit of a warning because of things that I've personally been experiencing. WHO actually said on their website, I looked this up a number of months ago, that about 15% of the population is considered electromagnetically hypersensitive. I would definitely consider myself one of those individuals. And if you're tuning in and taking this journey with me, you very well may also be one of those peeps too. So anyways, send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, if you find this interesting. And let me know if you want to hear more about this. If you have any guest speakers that you've heard that are amazing at talking on these topics and also biohacking devices that you like, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. And if you want some further guidance on ways to optimize your skin, that includes tweaking things in your home, your skincare, using skincare products that contain antioxidants that work against pollution, right? Antioxidants and skincare gobble up free radicals.
and reduce oxidative stress on the skin. There's also supplements that I work with that actually have Health Canada approval for reducing things like oxidative stress on the skin and can result in brighter skin and all sorts of things. There's seriously products out there that actually have research on this stuff, and that's what I use. So I can talk about all that stuff and figure out what's going to be in alignment with your skin goals, your budget, lifestyle, all that, and give you a solid plan. So book your one-on-one with me if you haven't already over at rachelvarga.ca and use promo code podcast15 as a thank you so much for tuning in and supporting me on this journey. When you book calls from me, when you purchase from my e-store, rachelvarga.ca/store, that supports me so that I can continue sending and receiving in this way on the podcast as well. All right, everybody, have a fabulous rest of your day and stay beautiful, stay radiant, stay well, and be impeccable.